Right now it is time for Dr. Judy Werpman and Food for a Mood. Judy joins us on a Thursday morning, and we are always pleased to say at this time, good morning, Dr. Werpman.
Good morning to both of you, and what a gorgeous morning it is, at least here in the area.
Not here.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's getting cold, and it's getting grumpy out there.
That's another topic, Jill.
All right, but today...
What I wanted to talk about today is something that I've been accused of many, many times, and that is worrying too much. In fact, recently I was introduced to the new partner of a friend of mine who does things like meditation and mindfulness and what have you, and I was just telling him about some of my concerns. He said, you should just do mindfulness and meditate. You should stop worrying about things. I thought, is he right? I said, and then I thought, you know, sometimes worrying about things can be a very positive behavior, not a negative one. And in doing a little bit of research, I realized that people often mix up worry with anxiety. I mean, to be sure, they tend to overlap. And when one worries about something, let's say a year ago or even now, COVID, I'm flying, I'm taking the train, I'm going to a children's birthday party, I'm worried about getting COVID, there is obviously an overlay of anxiety. But apparently the difference, and this is what my newly introduced associate did not realize, the difference is that worry should lead to some behavior, some action, strategy, problem-solving, solution. It may be, again, accompanied by anxiety, but it isn't just there sitting on top of your head thinking, oh, my God, how do I get out of this situation? The worry tends to be a very productive type of emotion or behavior, whereas anxiety, which is very unpleasant and causes people to lose sleep and to be stressed and what have you, the problem, and here's my dog who is... barking at a neighbor. Anyway, but the problem with anxiety is that it just persists all the time. It makes you feel physically uncomfortable. It makes it hard to concentrate, to work. People lose work days because they can't deal with their anxiety. And then I really think that worry has been given a bad rap. Because if, for example, I say you're going on a trip, and you are thinking about how am I going to make myself safe from COVID, you think, okay, you know, I'll make sure I wear a mask. I'll see, maybe I'll travel on a day it's not so busy. You know, I'll try to stay away from people who are sneezing and coughing, etc. And I think that we really should not say to people, don't worry so much, because, again, it can lead to solutions. Going away for a day, and I'm worried that my dog is going to pee in the living room, which she probably would do anyway, then I might make some arrangements and make sure that my dog is taken out by a dog walker rather than simply worrying about it.
So your point is absolutely well taken. Let's find a positive word, and then I've got another one for you, for worry. You know, you can be practical, you can be prudent, you can consider, you can review, you know, through the lens of, hey, what would be the most efficient?
Or strategize.
Strategize, yeah. Is good. But what I believe that you're onto something here. And if we took, because, and this leads into the word of the hour that has fallen into absolute. It's the same thing, but it's the word that, absolute use, all right? And that is, drum roll please, struggle.
Right. Okay,
everyone now has a struggle.
Or something is challenging.
Or they're struggling. And I remember when I used to struggle with something, and it was not nearly as negative and deleterious.
That's right.
That meant, yeah, it wasn't easy, but you were going to wrestle that alligator into. I was like, yeah, I am struggling with my math.
Think about if you were a student and you were worried that you weren't going to do well on an upcoming test because you didn't understand the material as well as you have to pass the test. And so you could be anxious and simply say, okay, I'm going to do terribly on the test and not do anything about it. But if you are worried and proactive, you might say to your teacher, I need help. Or could you get me a tutor? Or say to a parent, I'm having problems with this homework. it's going to be on the exam. I think I might not do well, maybe even fail it. I'm worried about the outcome of this exam, given my state of knowledge of the subject right now. Can somebody help me?
Exactly, which leads to what we were talking about last week. But this is, again, critically important because it gives the person, the individual, they've got some skin in the game instead of like, oh my gosh, I'm going to fail. And then that starts a loop that's just really, your mindfulness friend would tell you, unproductive.
That's right. And, you know, and this whole business about mindfulness, well, why don't you, if you use your mind to figure out a solution to the problem that's worrying you, I think it's quite productive. If you simply spend time not thinking about the solutions at all, then you're going to be left with that worry when you finish your little meditation stint or mindfulness or what have you, because the problem is still going to be there.
Right, and that is one of the, I mean, that's always been one of my quarrels, you know, with my astrological sideline. People would say, why don't you go right for the, this is not to give mindfulness itself a bad rap, but there is a tweer side to it that is less solution, basically solution orientation with anything is where you want to be.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Using...
And so, Jill, you know, maybe we should ask our listeners to come up with a positive term for worry so that it doesn't get such a bad rap. We don't have to, quote, worry about that and find a solution. And then let everybody worry and find solutions. You know, life would be much simpler. You know, by the way, if we worried about climate change more and we found a solution, then we wouldn't be so anxious about it, correct?
Correct. And also we wouldn't be struggling as much.
Exactly. Okay. Anyway, have a good day, and I hope the sun shines.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy every Thursday morning right before this week in the Lakeford Journal. Also, at robinhoodradio.com, click on On Demand, click on Dr. Judy Wertman and Food for Mood. And